I'm Lou Lamarini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking that despite denials by Governor Ron DeSantis and his Surgeon General Joseph Latipo that scientifically supported ways to minimize the spread of COVID-19 and death from the virus do matter. The coronavirus has killed more people ages 65 and older in Florida than anywhere else in the nation, a group that from the beginning of the pandemic were identified as the most at risk. State health officials have logged 30,060 fatalities among seniors aged 65 and older between April 2021, when adults 18 or older could readily get the shots, and September, according to the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. The disease has killed at least 82,065 Floridians overall since the pandemic began. The size of Florida's populace, 4.3 million, alone does not explain this. Californians 65 and older outnumber Floridians by about 1.3 million. Its 85 and older count is about 187,000 higher, U.S. Census Bureau's estimates show. California, third behind Florida in elderly deaths, is the only state with more senior residents, but the virus killed fewer of them, more than 24,000. Florida has also become number one for COVID deaths among seniors 85 and older, with 9,828 fatalities, followed by California, Texas, and New York. Scientists say decisions and policies by the DeSantis administration could explain why COVID has killed an exceptionally high number of Floridians in the age group most vulnerable to the respiratory disease. I think it was a rather laissez-faire approach to dealing with a rather aggressive virus, former Harvard University epidemiologist Dr. Michael Mina said. I think Florida is reeling with that decision at this point. Although when vaccines first became available, DeSantis encouraged all to get them, particularly the elderly. But as time went on, he badmouthed vaccines, questioning their efficacy. And of course, his hand-picked Surgeon General was one of the foremost vaccine and mask deniers among the medical professions, basically recommending no men under 40 or children be vaccinated. Lisa Lubeck, 57, of Spring Hills, believes that her mother, Madeline Wilder, died because she believed DeSantis's message. Lubeck suspects DeSantis's anti-vaccine, anti-mask messages broadcasts on Fox News or via live news conferences on local TV got to her mother. Wilder received her first dose of the vaccine, but not the second, her daughter said. People are talking about, oh, we were able to keep our businesses open and go back to school and not force us to wear masks, Zubek said. Yeah, great. Your business is open, but my mom is gone.